The next day, I drove down the hill to Placerville, and on May 20th, I had the pleasure of meeting with the PJ Suzanne Kingsbury and the assistant CEO Jackie Davenport in connection with an organizing meeting for the first joint jurisdictional state and tribal court in California. El Dorado has consistently been a leader in collaborative courts, and even with budget reductions, has not eliminated a single collaborative court. They have a drug court, a veterans court, a juvenile drug court, behavioral health court, dependency drug court, DV compliance court, juvenile traffic court, and a SEEK work and family law compliance calendar. There is a very active Miwok tribal community in El Dorado, which started its own tribal court about 4 years ago in the Shingle Springs Rancheria, which is situated only a few miles from the Placerville courthouse. Judge Christine Williams is the tribal judge. Both Judge Kingsbury and Judge Williams are active in the tribal court state court forum, and with assistance of Jenny Walter from CFCC, staff to the forum received the only grant awarded this year by the Bureau of Justice Assistance from the U.S. Department of Justice to establish a joint jurisdictional court for juvenile delinquency and dependency. The goal is to create a supportive wraparound service court that provides justice and improves outcomes for tribal youth, their families, and the community. A secondary benefit is improved communication and relationships between the tribal community and their neighbors. The two judges will hear cases together, alternating between the tribal and state court locations. The grant includes the services of an organizing team who provide information and examples of successful projects and facilitates the meetings. The county and tribe identified appropriate stakeholders and who all attended this meeting. They developed the following: a vision, which is one safe, strong community for thriving families created through trust and healing. A mission, which is joining together to provide justice through trust, respect, and love by empowering youth and families to create positive change. Their goals are to administer justice in a safe and supportive environment, reduce incarceration, reduce crime and prevent reoffending, improve public safety, empower and support youth and families, promote self-sufficiency through positive change, promote community and family connections, be more efficient and cooperative with interventions, foster community relations, and celebrate diversity and understanding. One of the things I thought was interesting was that they have four tribal agreements. It's part of cross-culture, which they encourage to use throughout the process. Their four things are: do not make assumptions, don't take anything personally, always do your best, and what they call be impeccable with your words, which they say means having integrity, following through with your words, and being safe and inoffensive. Also, they reminded people that words have different meanings depending on the culture. The meeting ended with developing next steps in anticipation of a following meeting in July. As an example, red and blue are sacred colors in the tribe, but the schools banned those colors because of gangs affiliations. So the deputy sheriff agreed to meet with tribal members to discuss what criteria they use in determining gang affiliation so that they can inform the youth of what needs to be done for them not to be identified as gang members. I'm sorry I won't be involved further. It's going to be a very interesting and culturally informative process. The plan is to capture not only the end result, but also the process, so other interested courts can replicate, learn from their successes, and not have to reinvent the wheel. I met with Judge Kingsbury and Ms. Davenport for a short time after the meeting, all considering things are going pretty well in El Dorado. They have a very dedicated staff and bench who steps up. They were hoping the treading water budget would pass, because they would like to give their employees a raise, since with the employees making a greater contribution to retirement, they really have suffered a reduction in income. They are also one of the designated courts that must have court reporters, and since AB 2476 died, they are still going to be required to have court reporters, so they think the Waffen model should have an exception for those courts that they cannot reduce the number of court reporters. Staffing in their multiple locations is a challenge, especially if there are illnesses, disqualifications, or vacations. There's about an hour or more between courthouses. They make it work the best they can by continuing to use video conferencing to connect their courthouses. For example, litigants can appear in South Lake Tahoe for the small claims hearings, which are actually heard in Cameron Park. They plan to reduce the number of locations in Placerville, currently three, to one when the new courthouse is built. It's currently in the acquisition phase, but the location is no longer controversial, so they expect things to move forward on schedule with a completion date sometime in 2019. Like many courts, El Dorado used its fund balance to improve technology. They have a new IT personnel and have improved the court technology so their Justice Department can present electronic discovery like video depositions. Other improvements including upgrade their payroll system, telephones, electronic document storage, and their website. Unfortunately, they did not have enough funds to upgrade their case management system, and they're hoping for a budget change proposal to do that. I have enjoyed working with El Dorado County. Their priorities are clear and thoughtful, and they have kept them in focus even during these difficult times.
Next, we'll hear from Judge David Rosenberg.
Thank you, Chief. I'll be brief. Solano Superior Court is one of my liaison courts, and I want to talk about a special program and introduce a few special guests who are here today. Effective January of this year, this council approved and adopted a statewide voluntary mentoring program for trial courts, specifically trial court staff, based on the results of pilot programs in the superior courts of Alameda, Contra Costa, San Francisco, and Solano. The pilot program was part of the Access and Fairness Advisory Committee's 2012-13 annual agenda. That committee is chaired by Justice Lori Zeilon. The Pilot Mentoring Program, or PMP as they call it, committee consisted of the court executive officers and court and staff managers from those four pilot courts. The program was designed to enhance the ability of all individuals serving in the courts to achieve high standards in professionalism, ethics, and performance, and to promote diversity in all levels of court administration. The pilot program and project offered formal mentoring relationships for court staff in the four participating superior courts. A mentee was assigned a mentor who helped the mentee grow professionally. Specifically, the pilot program aimed to facilitate communication of the goals of the judicial branch and the courts through one-on-one relationships while supporting professional development and enhancing leadership competencies. The pilot program has been very, very successful, and each court in the pilot has either continued or plans to continue the program for future participants. The first group in Solano was comprised of three mentor-mentee teams. Solano is now in its second year of the program with three new mentor-mentee teams. The Access and Fairness Advisory Committee and the four courts in the pilot are currently working on program guidelines, descriptive materials, and templates that will come back to the council for review and approval prior to a rollout to any court that wishes to implement the same program. As part of the pilot program, participants attend a judicial council meeting. They visit the entity formerly known as AOC and the appellate courts. All participants indicated the visit provided them with a better understanding of the judicial council, the staff to judicial council, and the appellate process, and they greatly enjoyed the visit. Solano intends to include such visits as a regular part of its mentoring program. I'd like to introduce the participants in the program from Solano who are here with us today. We do have one mentee and one mentor. When I mention your name, would you kindly stand? Lisa Leonard is a lead legal process clerk and has been with Solano County for 112 years. I'm sorry, Lisa, I added a digit. She's been with Solano County for 12 years. Thank you. She currently works in the criminal division. And then we have Leslie Offutt, who has been with the Solano County Court for 18 years. She started as a legal process clerk. She was promoted to a supervising legal process clerk and currently serves as the court's case records manager. Thank you. Also here, the very active court executive officer, Brian Taylor. Brian? I also want to mention that the subcommittee that spearheaded this program was chaired by Justice Maria Rivera, the Associate Justice of the Court of Appeal for the First Appellate District, and I believe Justice Rivera is present. There she is. And The co-chair was Judge Diana Becton of Contra Costa Superior Court. I don't believe Judge Becton is here today. But apparently a very effective program that hopefully will be replicated throughout many courts in California. Thank you.